here. My vision for what the show should be is up here. So everything I've done up to that point has been down here, and it's just been working towards this. I'm hitting this mark here, and I've still got a long way to go. But some of that is budget oriented, my time. What I did is I'm calling this basically a 1.0. This is like version 1.0 of what I really want this to be. And it was a ton of work. But I can't, like, anyone who knows my music or knows anything that I've really ever done or touched, I can't do anything simple. I've tried and I fail. I just find so many ways to complicate it, and the live show is no different. It started as a simple idea. I toured with a 5-piece rock band. I came from a metal background. So anytime I had a tour, I just put together a band, go out and tour. And after the last touring, the last incarnation of the live show, after I was done I was like I'm done touring, I'm never gonna do this again, openly and publicly. Sorry guys, I'm a studio guy, I'm done touring. I lost so much money, so much morale. I mean, it was demoralizing levels. I was like, screw this. So 2 years ago, roughly, I just started having this thought, like, why do I have to do a rock and roll show? Screw that. I'm not even into it. I don't even listen to rock and roll. I don't like rock music at all, anything. Remotely rock, really. It's mostly electronic based. And so I'm like, I'm going to just be a DJ. I'm going to go out and I'm a DJ. I'll throw some of my own stuff. And of course, nope. And then I'll play guitar on a couple of things. Well, if I'm going to play guitar, I guess I can have a vocal mic. And from there, this monster just grew. And then I'm adding video. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I want to do this myself. And I said, Brett, from Blue Stolly, join me in Cell Blower Live. And I think he cried, probably, but he agreed, and that was it. So I brought him in on doing some production, because I was in the middle of shooting a lot of video content for the live show. While I was doing that, he was back in one of the studios doing some ear candy and kind of mapping some things out. And we were just trying to get the show put together. So yeah, the show itself is, it's definitely tech-oriented. Very cool. Video runs throughout the whole thing, ties the whole thing together. It's pretty much one seamless piece of work, the exception of a few spots where I actually do something I've never done in my career, and that's actually address the crowd and stop and talk and maybe do a little stand-up comedy or something. So I don't know which one. There's two songs coming up for Chapter 4 of Wishstar, which I can't wait. The preview was just released today on SoundCloud. It's on the Facebook page. And then another song called Gift for You, which has been around for about 6 years, and I completely reworked it. It's not ambient, but it's definitely down-tempo. It's definitely dark, and it's a lot of ear candy and another, 160 or 170 track. And it started out as just a really simple idea, and I was like, cool, I love this. It just creates the vibe, but no, it wasn't good enough. So I tore it apart. I do a lot of ambient type stuff, generally more for the soundtrack. I have a series called Soundtrack for the Voices in My Head. It's primarily instrumental, and it's designed for film, television, video games, and kind of that mindset. Not at all am I writing it saying, hey, this is for the specific game. I'm writing it with, I think in visuals. I hear sounds, but I also think visually when I'm making music. I'm writing music to visuals that I'm seeing in my head. And fortunately for me, some of the people in the film, TV, and video game world hear the music and go, this would work great with our visuals. And I'm like, great, that's what I was hoping.